Now to news about NPR. Today, it announced the receipt of charitable gifts totaling $113 million. The network says, as far as it knows, these are the largest contributions ever given by living donors to public media. NPR CEO Catherine Marr says she has big plans for how to use the money.
Audiences don't just listen in their cars or in their kitchens. They're reading, they're viewing, they're listening on the go.
Yes, they are. NPR media correspondent David Fulkenflik spoke with Marr today. David's with me now. Hey there.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Hey, so I do want to note that no NPR executive, including Catherine Marr, had a hand in reviewing your reporting or in what I'm about to ask you. So let me go ahead and ask you, who gave NPR this money?
So it came in two batches. Connie Ballmer is a philanthropist. Her husband was a co-CEO of Microsoft. They're owners of the Clippers. They give a lot of money away. It's several billion in the last 5-6 years. She gave $80 million to NPR. And there was a second anonymous $33 million gift that came in towards NPR's priorities as well. It kind of harkens back to the, you know, in some ways, transformative gift that a little over 2 decades ago, the late Joan Kroc gave of over $200 million that greatly allowed NPR to expand its reporting, expand its foreign reporting ambitions, establish a real beachhead in Southern California in Culver City, and also create an endowment that's let us weather a lot of real financial storms over the years.
What is Catherine Marr saying NPR is going to do with this new $113 million?
Well, so she has aligned kind of two overarching big priorities. She points to the fact that, you know, over its first 50 years, NPR did so much to, with its stations, build up this national network based on the idea of terrestrial radio, as well as doing some stuff in digital. Now she says NPR needs to have the tools to make sure that audiences can get stuff from us wherever they want to get it, however they want to get it, whenever they want to get it, and that we have to have the tools and the apps and the streaming abilities to do all of the above. In addition, there's a desire to work more closely with stations to make sure that they have the kind of tools, a lot of them also digital, not only to present our content, but to analyze how their audiences consume it, to figure out how best to raise money and from whom, and what stuff will be seen as most valuable, to help them market, in a sense, to take over some of the costs of services, to work more hand in glove with them, to ensure a sustainable public radio system.
David, to remind, last summer, Congress voted to claw back all federal funding from all public media. That has not changed. How dire does the moment remain financially for NPR, for member stations?
That was a huge cut for a lot of stations. You know, it's 10% of public radio stations' budgets on average, 15 for public television stations on average, more for others. And you've seen layoffs throughout the systems. In fact, Marr didn't rule out that there might be some layoffs ahead for NPR. What she said is this money is directed towards the future. It's not set aside to cover current operating costs. And at the same time, she says that she thinks NPR will be in position to kind of grow the pie, to be able to figure out ways to bring in more revenues for us and for NPR stations around the country.
NPR media correspondent David Fulkenflik, thank you.
You bet.